Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
St. Peter asks, Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. In response to St. Peter, our Lord predicts his betrayal. Our Lord predicts that Peter will not be faithful to him, even though St. Peter thinks he will be. I heard an insightful sermon on the betrayal of Peter a little while ago. The gist of that sermon, the gist of that reflection is that St. Peter probably, or almost certainly, was sincere in what he said to our Lord. He really did intend to be faithful to him. He really did intend to lay down his life for our Lord. And in fact, he proves that, because when they move from the cenacle into the Garden of Gethsemane, and then Judas, with the armed guards, Judas shows up, and the fight breaks out. St. Peter is the first one to pull out his sword and to prove, yes, Lord, I will now fight for you. I'm willing to lay down my life for you. He strikes and, in fact, cuts off the ear of one of the servants. So St. Peter seemed quite sincere and was even putting into practice what he had promised to our Lord. He doesn't run away, but pulls out his sword and fights. But our Lord's response to that is quite surprising. It's our Lord who tells Peter, put your sword away. Our Lord tells Peter, do not fight for me this way. Put your sword away. Precisely when Peter is trying to prove to our Lord, okay, you know what I just told you a few hours ago? Now, I'm showing you that I will fight for you. Our Lord tells him to stop. And perhaps, again, we are here making conjectures or at least trying to read into this and trying to read into the mind of our Lord. But our Lord is asking St. Peter to put his sword away because he wants Peter to show his fidelity in a different way. Not to show his strength, but to face his weakness. St. Peter wanted to do for Jesus what he was good at, swinging the sword, fighting for him. So St. Peter wanted to show Jesus, to fight for Jesus by doing what he was good at, whereas our Lord wanted him to face his weakness, to do something that he wasn't good at, to practice humility, to practice abnegation. Because as previously we read in the gospel, when our Lord foretells his passion, St. Peter rebels and says, that's not going to happen to you. You will not suffer. It's not a good idea. And then our Lord tells Peter, get behind me, Satan. So St. Peter still has that idea in his mind that it's by showing strength that our Lord is to triumph, not by laying down his life. And our Lord, on the contrary, says, no, this is where the fight will really be. You have to practice humility, abnegation. You have to lay down your life for me and with me. Not by fighting off these people whom our Lord himself could have easily fought off, right? He says, I could easily invoke legions of angels who would come to my rescue, but I will not, I do not, I choose not to. And for that reason, Peter, you have to put your sword away as well, because now is the time to willingly hand ourselves over to suffering. And St. Peter didn't expect the fight to be there, because he was weak in that area. He didn't expect that he would be tested where he was weak. He wanted to be tested where he was strong. He didn't expect the fight to be in his area of weakness. Our Lord had foretold it, but in a way that Peter wouldn't accept, in a way that Peter wouldn't understand, in a way that Peter wouldn't submit to. And when he's tested in his weak area, as our Lord had foretold, he fails. He was ready to swing the sword for our Lord, but he wasn't ready to watch Jesus hand himself over like a meek lamb and to hand himself over with him. He was ready to show himself a fighter for Jesus in the garden, but then when asked by a servant girl if he knew Jesus or if he was a follower of Jesus, he wasn't ready for that. He wasn't ready to be embarrassed together with our Lord. And I think, again, this is true for all of us as well, if we examine ourselves. We want our Lord to test us in our areas of strength. We want to show ourselves strong for our Lord, and we expect the fight to be where we're equipped to fight, and the virtues that we have no difficulty exercising. But then our Lord tests us where we are weak, to show us our weakness, to keep us humble. Our Lord too wants us to face our weaknesses, to face our misery, to see ourselves as we really are. And again, sometimes we don't accept that, we don't want to foresee our Lord's warning, and then we fall, and then there too, to fight that battle of getting up after we've fallen, which is really humiliating. Imagine St. Peter warming himself at the fire, and then the servant girl points out to him, "Aren't you one of his followers?" Like, you know, how embarrassing would it be to admit there, yeah, I am, and look how faithful I am to him now. So he denied our Lord. Again, it's sometimes so embarrassing for us, so humiliating for us to get up after we've fallen so many times, and yet this is what we have to do. And it's, again, for this weakness that Christ lays down his life for us. Our Lord doesn't die for Peter because he's courageous and because he's dependable, but because he's a coward and he can't be relied on. And the same thing for us. Our Lord lays down his life for us precisely for all our inadequacies and for all our weaknesses and for all those areas of our life that need radical redemption. Of course, our Lord doesn't want us to fall. He forewarns us. So that we don't fall. He tells us where the fight will be in our area of weakness. He wants us to face our weakness, our repugnances, our pride, and if we fall, to get up again. So for ourselves, again, let's learn from Peter's example. On the one hand, yes, our Lord does not want us to fall. And if we turn to him sincerely, he will point out to us our weaknesses. That's where the fight will be. I know your strengths, but I want you to grow in your areas of weakness. Let's in prayer be humble enough to accept that warning from our Lord, but God forbid if we do ever fall, let's have the humility to get up immediately out of love for our Lord, who came to save sinners and not the righteous. Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.